Over the centuries, Zen has evolved in many ways, and to make it real in a modern context, I'm going to apply some key concepts to situations you can probably identify with. Let's start with what is. What is, and as simple as this concept is, I've been studying it for years and I still continue to learn more about it. Life on Earth includes suffering. That's pretty obvious. We have relationship problems. We lose loved ones through separation or death. We experience loneliness, sickness, and accidents. We're haunted by guilt. We have monetary hardships, experience phobias and fears, and have unfulfilled desires. We experience this distress because we desire things to be different than they are. In short, it is your resistance to what is that causes your suffering. Buddha said it, and let me repeat it. It is your resistance to what is that causes your suffering. And when I say suffering, I mean everything in your life that doesn't work. Do you want to see an immediate positive change? Then stop resisting what is. Some things are facts. Income taxes exist. That's what is. Gravity exists. That's what is. Your mate is quiet and stubborn. That's what is. Now, you can spend your life attempting to change what is, but there isn't much that you're going to do about it. Instead, concentrate your efforts upon that which you can change. A Christian prayer says the same thing. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. But you should hear the resistance to this concept in my seminars. People want things to change. In fact, they want everything they dislike changed. And initially, they think I am advocating passive acceptance of life as it is. And that is not the case. Maybe your city council has decided to allow a smokestack industry to be constructed downwind from your home. They've reviewed the situation and voted upon it. But that's not necessarily what is. You have the power to gather your neighbors and petition the state to build it elsewhere. You can mount a media campaign, even get your senators involved. And maybe you can stop this project. There are things you have the potential to change. So do everything you can to change them if it's important to you. But there are also things you cannot change, and I advocate that you recognize these areas of your life and stop wasting your efforts attempting to change what you cannot change.